day, we were called in an area called Roodepoort, which is actually accommodating a mine which used to be called the Durban Deep Mine in those days. Right now, that mine is no longer operating. We were called in one of the shafts there where we discovered that there were about 5 illegal miners, those were males, and then one was a female. After we have assessed them, they were confirmed dead by our paramedics on scene. And as to the cause, it was not known as yet as to what might be the cause of, you know, their death.
We are receiving some reports that there are other illegal miners who have also been trapped underground and are feared dead, and these are said to be from Zimbabwe.
We got those reports that there might be other people who are still trapped, but as to the nationality of the illegal miners, we cannot really confirm as to where they're coming from, because the illegal miners are coming from different areas and neighboring countries like Lesotho, Zimbabwe, and the other areas. So we cannot really say that those illegal miners are coming from Zimbabwe. However, our intervention was last week when we rescued one of the illegal miners on Saturday. We had detected that the area which they were operating had a lot of carbon monoxide inhalation in that shaft. So we had to abandon our rescue operation then. So for now, we're still looking at this situation to see whether that carbon monoxide inhalation can be able to subside, and then we can be able to continue with any other operation.
How are you helping these trapped miners and the deceased?
At the moment, there is various, you know, stakeholders within the city of Johannesburg. As we know, there are, you know, different agencies like the social services and the others, social development and the others who are there. So from our side, these emergency services, our responsibility will be to make sure that if they are there and they are trapped, we conduct those rescue operations, and then from there we hand over them to other agencies, like as I mentioned earlier on.
And how best can this be stopped, Mr. Mulaus?
From my side, individually as a person, I think that they should have a way, you know, that the authorities, those people who are, you know, maybe assigned in terms of dealing with issues like this one, they can be able to address it, you know, amicably. But as emergency services personnel, I feel that the illegal miners are really putting their lives in danger, because most of the areas they do go down there, it's really dangerous.